Update, brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300. Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Vastamai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Wednesday, 24th of April, 2024, from Manx Radio. 30 minutes looking at the latest news on the island. Background to that news and sport and business and travel updates, the newsmakers in person. This evening, the latest on the Southern Pool. The government roadshow was in Peel last night. After 85 years, Loonies is closing for good. How to tackle the Isle of Man skill shortage, and it's 3-1 for Davy Todd at the TT, and the Edinburgh flight's cancelled tonight.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Vastamai, Siobhan Fletcher.
Vastamai, Loonies of Ramsey has announced it is going to close. The department store says it's been a hard decision to make and is largely down to a challenging retail environment. Loganair has today announced cuts to its services connecting the island to the UK as part of a review into its operation. The Saturday route from the island to Birmingham has been removed, at least until the end of the summer schedule on the 26th of October. Government's third Listening to You event gets underway at 6 o'clock this evening, this time in the east of the island. Alfred Cannon and his department ministers will be hearing from the public at Ballycommeen High School until 8 p.m. Further afield, two teachers and a pupil have been stabbed at a school in West Wales. A teenage girl has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder following the incident at Aman Valley Comprehensive. The school was put in lockdown for several hours. A man's been charged with kidnapping, drugging and sexually assaulting a nine-year-old girl in central London. The child was separated from her family in Knightsbridge on Monday and found 3 hours later. And military horses, which bolted in central London, were spooked by builders moving rubble. Four people were injured and a bus and a taxi damaged this morning. There are your headlines. News at 6.
Secure tomorrow today with Man Benham's private client team. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you. Siobhan from the Ronalds Way Met Office. There's no wind warning in operation for the North Irish Sea. State of sea is smooth or slight, perhaps moderate later. And the weather, dry and some late sunshine. Lots of blue sky around at the moment, just a light breeze. Going to be dry overnight, down to 6 Celsius. For Thursday, Jourdain, mostly dry with bright intervals and light breezes. Top temperatures 10, overnight minimum 5. For Friday, sunshine and passing showers. Daylight maximum 10 Celsius. Tight on the way out, low waters 4 minutes to 7. Sunset 21 minutes before 9. High tide 6 minutes to 1 a.m. Sunrise 7 minutes before 6. And the morning low water 17 minutes past 7.
Manx Glass and Glazing are proud to be an approved contractor with Construction Isle of Man. Call the team on 674573 or visit the showroom on the Snugborough Trading Estate.
Well, it was nearly closed, but the board of the Southern Swimming Pools issued a statement after what it calls a very positive meeting with government. The story with Lewis Foster.
If you remember back at the start of the year, it wasn't certain whether the pool would still be running now. With financial difficulties and maintenance issues, the site was earmarked for closure by the DESC by the end of March. With that on the table, a plan to increase rates to help plug a funding gap for the site was accepted by the local commissioners. Cut to this week, and the board of the pool, including Chairman Lawrence Vaughan Williams, met with the Chief Minister Alfred Cannon, the DESC Minister Daphne Kane, and DESC CEO Graham Kinraid. It says the meeting was positive and underscored the commitment to collaboration between government and the board to ensure continuity of swimming provision in the south of the island. Mr. Vaughan Williams welcomed the Chief Minister's assurance that there will be a replacement swimming pool included in the new Castle Rushen High School. It was also confirmed that government will continue to provide the annual subvention and access to minor capital works funding to the Southern Pool until the replacement facility is ready. With this certainty, the chairman says he was confident the pool would be able to maintain its existing operation. It says it was noted, though, that parts of the facility were past their expected life, and catastrophic failure of a major one could mean closure, as replacement would be uneconomic. The board says the chairman stressed to the chief minister that he had the utmost confidence in the administrator, pool manager, and excellent staff who he felt were instrumental in ensuring the effective operation of the pool. These assurances, the board says, mean that the Southern Pool will continue to be an active and valuable part of the community, improving the health and well-being of the local population.
Sewerage, population rebalancing and housing were all topics of conversation at the second of the government's Listening to You roadshows in Peel last night. Next one's at Ballacameen High School tonight. Doors open about 5 minutes ago. It starts at 6 tonight. Last night, Treasury Minister Dr. Allenson MHK says he discussed a number of issues with residents.
So I had people talking about pensions, state pensions, state pensions for women and the changes that have taken place with that. We talked also to people from business about things like VAT, the pressures on the hospitality sector at the moment in terms of increasing wages. Talked a lot about the minimum wage increases and the living wage. So trying to paint the picture that we've gone through an extremely difficult period over the last 18 months with high inflation, high costs. Lots of businesses and individual people have had to absorb those costs. Government have had to absorb those costs. But now we're in a slightly different position of trying to look at how we have a sustainable boost for our economy and actually can build on what we have on the island now right across the public and private sector.
A lot of the issues that we've heard tonight, the baseline comes down to funding, and obviously you're the person who allocates the funds to the relevant departments each year through the budget. How tough is it for you to hear some of the concerns raised by residents, but know there's only so far you can ever go?
The main impetus of the Renewed Ireland Plan is that fiscal responsibility, that what government have to do is provide value for money. We do not take for granted VAT, income tax, any of those things we raise to actually provide the frontline services, but we have to do it in as an efficient a manner as possible. And so some of the comments today were about using new technologies, digitalisation, AI, to provide better, more effective, more productive public services. And that's what this administration is absolutely committed to doing. It is tight with their household budgets, business budgets, and national budget to get to meet all the different priorities we've got. But by working together, I'm absolutely confident we can achieve that.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates.
It's going to be all change at this year's TT for rider David Todd, who'll compete for three different teams across the solo classes after leaving Milenko by Paget's Motorcycles last summer. Whilst it looks a significant shift for the man from Saltburn, he told Max Radio this month it's a challenge he's happy to take on wholeheartedly.
Mate, the feeling is incredible. I genuinely can't wait till the TT rolls around. I look forward to it all year round. All the other racing I do, I love any time I'm on a bike. But nothing is the same as the TT. So, yeah, really, really excited about it. And I love this time of year. I love coming to the TT launch because it means the TT is only around the corner.
Some big changes for you this year. Obviously, on the big bike, you were the Milwaukee BMW. And on the Supersport as well, it's the Ducati this time. So, quite a lot of changes going on. How have you found the preparations around that and getting used to it?
Yeah, it's been a really busy road. Preparation with all the different bikes I've got this year. It's an exciting journey, though. I really feel like I've gelled with the new BMW really well, and the new team. Honestly, it's a really experienced team. Everybody knows the Taz team. They've been in the paddock a lot of years, in the BSP paddock and the TT paddock, so to be with such a prestigious team is really cool. I got a great bunch of guys around me, and I really feel at home already. You really need people around you when you come into races just like the TT. You need to have the confidence in your machinery and your team. It's the most important thing, and it's something that makes you gain speed and makes you go faster on the TT course when you've got confidence in the people and the team around you. So coming here with a team like those guys is, you know, it's fantastic. The BMW machinery right now is fantastic, genuinely. From the first time I jumped on the bike, I knew the thing was a weapon. Like, it's really good, and they've been honing it the last couple of years, this new M1000RR model. And honestly, I've got to say, I've not had loads of time on it, but already smashing my times at every track that I've been to. I love the bike. It really fits me. I don't know about other riders. Obviously, Hickey works well with it as well, but I feel like the bike suits me, and it would be a great fit for me on the BMW machinery at the TT especially.
The government's hoping a new strategy will help tackle the Isle of Man's significant skill shortage. It's created a framework for both the public and private sectors to actively invest in upskilling people. Education, Sport and Culture Minister Daphne Kane MHK.
Is to identify, to gather all the data, and it is a really good example of business working in conjunction with government to work out out what we need to do to bring brilliant talent to the Isle of Man, to identify the skills gaps, and to then, in terms of delivering on the strategy with the various timelines presented, to ensure that we have the necessary training and curriculum reviews that are needed to deliver the best talent to the employers in the areas where they need whichever those skills are. So I did come rather late to this party, being only 2 months into the post, but I think it is an excellent document that should help deliver on government strategic goals of ensuring a better skilled young workforce comes to the Isle of Man and keeps it a vibrant economy. I think this government, through our island plan, has a very clear focus on the things the Isle of Man needs to do to deliver the island plan, to deliver a vibrant economy, and to encourage young people, graduates, economically active people to make the Isle of Man their home and have fulfilling careers in a whole diverse number of sectors. And I think that the framework we see before us enables us to put the building blocks there to ensure that we're capturing that, the really vital information across businesses and industry, to put the best framework we can together. And I think this is a really good example of government working in conjunction, you know, the public-private partnership, to deliver something that's so key for the Isle of Man.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Fast to mine, 19 minutes before 6. Isle of Box, Jamie Devine says he's enjoying the graft of his journey in the pro ranks of the sport as he aims to keep up his early undefeated record in Liverpool this Saturday night. He'll fight on the same card as fellow Manx competitor Jade Burden, who'll make her pro debut this weekend.
Obviously, it means the world, but I'm in the gym 24/7. Still working at the minute. I've got a nice little routine going. And like I said, I've been really busy. Like, one fight is just rolling on to the next fight. I only had my debut in October. And obviously, it's April now, and I've got my fourth fight coming up. Just trying to stay busy more than anything. I'm staying ticking over. I'm keeping my weight down after each fight. And I'm, like, obviously, always on to my promoter, asking for new dates, trying to get my name out there and trying to burst on the scene. And, like, I'm 27 now. And I've probably got, what, another 6-7 years in the game, maybe. So obviously it's not that long, so I'm just trying to make the most of it whilst I can. And like, once I did sign my professional contract, I did say to my promoter that I do want to be as busy as possible to start off with. Obviously, I'm not overlooking any fights. I'm taking one fight at a time.
It's not just you from the Isle of Man that's going to be on this card. A big night for Jade Burden as well. As someone who knows Jade pretty well, how good is that to see her making a professional bow this weekend?
Yeah, I'm obviously made up that she's boxing on the same show as me. Jade the Grenade making a debut on the VIP show with me. Obviously, I'm over the moon. Obviously, she'll feel a lot more relaxed, me being there as well. And obviously, it's good. It's going to like attract a bigger crowd from the Isle of Man, which is great for the island, isn't it? And obviously, it's a good weekend away for everyone. My last few fight, I've had a good little crowd. So obviously, Jade being on there now as well, there's going to be double the noise, because I know she sold a few tickets as well this time. But yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to it, mate. I'm expecting a lot of noise in there on Saturday night. And hopefully, we get to do it in the Isle of Man one night. Obviously, being such a small island, we've got obviously a high level boxing over there. Boxed with Matty when I was younger as well. We were both coached very well. So it just goes to show the coaching of the Isle of Man is just as good as the UK. So my hat goes off to all the coaches, the boxing coaches in the Isle of Man.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 17 minutes before 6. In corporate news, International Distribution and Services Group Bunzl was on the rise after holding on to guidance despite a drop in first quarter revenues driven by lower volumes in its US food service redistribution business, American retail customers clearing inventory and deflation. For a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookhall.com. European retail and manufacturing supply chains are under pressure as ports in the Western Mediterranean are nearly at full capacity. Many shipping companies are now coming to Europe from Asia via the Cape of Good Hope due to attacks on vessels by Houthis in the Red Sea. As a result, large ships are dropping off containers at ports in Morocco and Spain, reports the Financial Times, where smaller vessels pick them up. The change in routes, coupled with poor weather, has led to a surge in activity in Barcelona, Tangiers and Algeciras. The port of Barcelona has seen a 17% year-on-year increase in the number of containers it's been handling. In some cases, vessels are having to queue up to berth at larger ports, while others are choosing to go to less convenient options like Malta, one expert told the FT. As a result of the congestion, some companies may choose to hold more stock, which could increase inventory costs.
The Your stock market report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets fell to a slight loss. Tech stocks rose today, outstripping the broader market. Gold steadied and US crude oil fell back below $83 a barrel. The numbers from Ramsey Crookall at the close in London. The FTSE 100 down 0.6%, 8,040. The DAX in Frankfurt down 0.33% at 18,073. A short time ago in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrials down 0.33%, 38,377. NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up almost 0.2% at 15,722. The S&P 500 in the Midwest down just over 0.1% at 5,063. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling's trading at $1 24.2 cents, €1 16.3 cents, and 23 South African rand 90.6 cents. In commodities, gold's up 0.2%, $2,326 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down 0.4% at $87.98.
I'm running late again. Do you know where I put my car keys?
In the fridge.
Where's my phone?
Under the dog basket.
But
you haven't forgotten that we're seeing Ramsey Crookall later?
Oh, no, of course not. 5 p.m. is it?
Quarter to three.
I'll be there.
Life is busy. That's why Ramsey Crookall's team takes time to help you make a mindful investment decision, considering all the options, giving you full control of your financial future. Less stress, more assurance.
Forgot to put my shoes on.
Oh.
See how we can make your money work for you. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
A Douglas man who got cold feet after acquiring a carrier bag full of cannabis, which he was supposed to sell on, has been spared jail. The story from Douglas Courthouse, Tessa Hawley.
Police were called to Daniel James Glassy's home on Castle Drive on the 3rd of July last year. The 33-year-old had been seen acting suspiciously outside and was overheard on the telephone discussing the Class B drug. When officers searched him, they found he had 97.1 grams of cannabis, which had a street value of £1,942, and a set of weighing scales. Another small amount was found in his sock. Data recovered from Glassy's phone also showed he'd been concerned in the supply of cannabis between March and July. Glassy told police he'd been in need of money to pay his rent and had been contacted by an old friend who he'd disclosed his money troubles to. He then described how he was picked up from work on the day by an unknown male in a black Range Rover who'd given him the carrier bag. When he got home, he told officers he'd had second thoughts and had tried to arrange for the cannabis to be returned, but they'd arrived first. Glassy later pleaded guilty to possession with intent to supply, being concerned in the supply of cannabis, and two offences of possession. During sentencing at Douglas Courthouse, Glassy's advocate described how his client had been experiencing mental health difficulties and was self-medicating at the time. However, he said he'd been utterly genuine about engaging with services who were now trying to assist him in order to pull himself back together. Imposing an 8-month custodial sentence, which has been suspended for 2 years, Deemster Graham Cook told Glassy, "You did not try and avoid culpability." Addressing him in the dock, Deemster Cook added, "Hopefully you'll become a more respectful member of society."
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300. Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. Starting with football, and Onchan took a huge step towards potential promotion into the top flight with victory in a crucial clash at the top of Division 2 last night. The league leaders beat Castletown 2-0, whilst Foxdale leapfrogged the southern side into second after a 4-0 win at Ramsey Youth Centre in Old Boys. Foxdale sits 6 points behind Onchan, but with 3 games in hand. In the Premier League, Peel have yet again refused to give up ground at the summit with a 4-1 victory over St Mary's, keeping nearest challengers Ayr United 6 points adrift, but with the Northerners having played 3 matches less. Elsewhere, Braddon's relegation from the Premier League was confirmed yesterday as they conceded their home fixture against Corinthians. The football action continues tonight across the combination leagues. Among the ties, Combi 1 frontrunners Ramsey host Ayr United, whilst defending champions Rushen United, who are 4 points back and having played a game more, welcome Braddon. In Combi 2, Douglas High School Old Boys could go to the top of the pile at least temporarily should they beat Malou this evening. All of tonight's fixtures are due to get underway at 6:30 p.m. In cycling, the respective teams of Mark Cavendish and Sam Sagan brand once again performed well during the fourth stage of the Presidential Cycling Tour of Turkey this afternoon. Cavendish's Astana Kazakhstan teammate Max Kanter excelled again, finishing sixth, following on from a podium yesterday and a stage win on Monday. Elsewhere, Sambrand's team Novo Nordisk secured a solid finish courtesy of Mateusz Kopecky in fifth. Tomorrow's fifth stage from Bodrum to Kusadasi will get started from around 9:45 a.m. UK time. And in martial arts, one of the Isle of Man's jiu-jitsu competitors put in a flawless set of performances to take double victory in Europe this month. Representing Summit Grappling Academy, Alan Greenalge secured two medals at the BJJ Italia North Italian Cup on the 13th of April without dropping a single point, winning both the gi class and the no-gi division. Summit Grappling Academy is describing Greenalge's results as a superb achievement as the young athlete prepares for the BJJ British Open next month.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronald's Way, the 5:25 Loganair from Manchester came in on time. Next is the 6:30 EasyJet from Belfast International. The 7:25 Loganair from Edinburgh has been cancelled. Inbound at 7:35 to the EasyJet from London Gatwick showing on time. The 5:08 Loganair returning patient transfer from Liverpool is on time, and the 10:09 Loganair from London City on time. Outbound, it's the 6 o'clock Loganair to Liverpool showing on time. 7 o'clock EasyJet to Belfast International on time. That 5:08 Loganair to Edinburgh has been cancelled as the plane's not coming in. 8:05 EasyJet to London Gatwick showing on time. Outbound on the roads. Road closures in Jerby tonight for the spring closed circuit cycle event between 7 and 9. The Ballymona Road, Ballyvaron Road, Sandygate Road, Coast Road, Bairnachillion and Old Windmill Road are going to be affected, so watch out for the cyclists tonight in Jerby. On the roads, temporary lights on Vicarage Road, Braddon at Stevenson's Way roundabout for water main replacement. In Port Sodrick, part of the old Castletown Road's closed between Port Sodrick, Glen Road and Marine Drive. They're doing carriageway repairs. Brighton Terrace closed in Upper Douglas between Mount Bradder and Trinity Church, just by the Rosemount pub. They're doing gas main replacement work. Hillside Avenue closed through to Circular Road for adjacent office window replacement. Part of Switzerland Road's closed for building work through until November. Temporary lights on the TT course at Sulby Bridge. Temporary lights on the main road at Ballykilferrick Road for electrical work. And face closures on Ballykilferrick for water main work. Water main work too on Starby Road and Cian Drucker Road in Andrews.
Ask how you can spread the cost interest free at Quayside.
And the news of the boat. The Manxman left Heesham at 2:09. She's safely in the link span now in Douglas, leaving this evening at 8:45, arriving in Heesham at 12:30. The first craft left Douglas at 2:45. She's in Liverpool now. Will be leaving at 7:15, back to Douglas at 10 tonight. Overnight departure, 2:45. Heesham Manxman heads to Douglas, arriving at 6:30. And tomorrow morning's departures, 7:15, Mananan heads to Liverpool from Douglas, getting there around 10. 8:45, Ben McCree heads to Heesham. A long-serving Ramsey retailer has announced it's closing down. Looney's of Ramsey says it's shutting its doors for good after 85 years in business. John Moss.
The business, Looney's, say it's been a hard decision to make and is largely down to a challenging retail environment, as well as factors involving supply, demand and property ownership. Looney's is shut today, April the 24th, to prepare for its closing down sale, with a final trading date yet to be announced. The family is thanking their dedicated staff and all customers for their loyalty and continued support. The company says they will not be giving interviews.
MHK for Ramsey, Laurie Hooper. Sad news.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a bit of a shock, actually, when local businesses make these decisions. I'm sure there were lots of reasons that would have gone into the decision making. But they've been a stalwart of the town for, well, as long as I can remember, at least. And so it's going to be a bit of a shake-up, I think, to the High Street in Ramsey.
Places like a couple of years ago, Shak Timan also closing its doors. It's biggish businesses like that in Ramsey that really are a body blow.
It's the linchpin, I think, businesses, I think is what you're talking about, and I think you're probably right. So I think that's definitely a wider conversation to have. So off the back of this news, obviously I'm going to reach out to the business, and I'll reach out to the Department for Enterprise as well to make sure all the right support has been put in place for anyone that's being affected.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source, and Manx Radio's Update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
6 minutes before six, live from Douglas in the Isle of Ant. This is Update on Manx Radio. And if you're a social media fan, you can like Manx Radio on Facebook, subscribe to our YouTube channel. And if you use X or LinkedIn, follow Manx Radio and your X or LinkedIn feed will tell you the moment the Update podcast is published and available to listen to, usually within 30 minutes of the end of the broadcast. A new event launched at the weekend and hopes to boost women and girls cricket on the Isle of Man. The Female Cricket Super Series runs between this month and September. Here's Island players Lucy Barnett and Danielle Murphy, along with the Isle of Man Cricket Development Officer Greg Wright.
I think it'll definitely increase the number of women participants on the Isle of Man. It really gives them a chance to play hardball cricket without having to go into straight into the men's league.
It's a great opportunity. It gives everyone like an inspiration, a pathway forward, rather than just playing softball or not having the opportunities at all. It definitely gives a massive opportunity to everybody to see where they can go and what they can do with cricket.
I think it'll definitely increase the strength of the squad and bring competition for places. Hopefully it might open up the opportunity to have weekly women's only fixtures.
Especially now it's just been introduced into part of the curriculum for school, so like it's given an opportunity now as well to have a pathway outside of school for girls to get into cricket and into taking part in it and seeing where they can go with it as well. So hopefully it'll grow over the next few years to become even bigger than it is currently.
The reason for it and the rationale is just literally to give the girls opportunity to play hardball cricket, and as Danny alluded to, with it now being in secondary schools on the curriculum, it's a great opportunity to really give every aspect of the game, from softball through to hardball through to club through to national team. It's huge, and to back it up, because we're expecting it to be as big as we hope, so we're employing a female only development officer to take on the role of growing the women's game on the island as well. We're starting this weekend and we've got two teams scheduled down to play, which will be the Rubies and the Emeralds. Hopefully by the end of the summer we can see it grow to potentially four teams. We'd like to see that, with a longer term view of potentially eight teams, which will then allow us qualification for Women's World Cup qualifiers proper. Just another opportunity to play, more opportunities to play, and that's ultimately everything that we can offer as an island: play in structures and then the carrot of a real international athlete.
That's it for Update tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Siobhan Fletcher, producer Amy Griffiths. After the news at 6, the arts programme Spotlight, hosted by Howie Kane. Greatest Hits with Chris Kinley at 6:30. Ernie Thorne's Opera Hour at 9. Dave Moore and The Late Show After Hours at 10. And I'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, at 5:30 with another update.
WINT.